morning. This is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. Right Choice Services develops individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them that they've always wanted to write. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as part of their work. I'm your host, Vanessa Lowry, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Tim Morrison this morning. He's the regular host of the show, and he lets me come and play on the air once a month. So I'm thrilled to be here with you today. My co-host and producer for Right Now, Right Here, Right Now is Kevin Finn. And in addition to producing for us, he hosts several shows on Business Radio X. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Vanessa.
It's great to have you here today.
I'm glad to be back.
It's a good thing we have one other guest that's a guy, because we've got a boatload of women here with us today.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Lots of estrogen in the room. I'm glad that you and Andy are both very, very confident in your masculinity.
I'm sure he's like me. He likes powerful, independent women.
That's so. Right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, I'm really excited about our show today. We do have a studio full of guests, and they're all talking about publishing their first book, The 28-Day Thought Diet, in a collaborative book project. And this was my latest collaborative project, which was really a cool inspiration that I had, and I'm thrilled that these folks, along with a bunch of other ones, joined us with the project. But today in the studio, we have Kyle Young, Jeannie Ward, Cheryl Ann McGill, and Andy Greider. And they all joined me along with 20 other co-authors to create this book in just under 3 months from concept to on the bookshelf published. So we're going to talk a little bit about that process and what it was like for them and what the experience was like as an introduction to publishing. So I'm going to chat with each guest for a few minutes about their work. And then we're going to open the mics for everybody to talk about their experience of being part of this project. First, I'd like to introduce Kyle Young. As founder and CEO of one of Atlanta's top 50 advertising agencies, Kyle Young was responsible for developing an award-winning team of varied and creative personalities. Now you can find Kyle blogging at multitaskingwoman.com, and sharingeffectiveideas.com for business and life. Kyle contributed two chapters to the 28-Day Thought Diet, one on the topic of small steps, and the other on letting go. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vanessa. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here with us. So can you describe for our listeners what kind of clients you most enjoy working with and what you do for them?
With my background in marketing and promotion and working in helping people achieve profitability in their businesses, I think my greatest joy is working with people, a lot of women, not all women, but people who want to connect with each other, who want to collaborate on different projects, and then celebrate what they've accomplished. My clients range from Fortune 500 companies to individuals and entrepreneurs who are starting and growing their own businesses.
Well, and the cool thing that I think is a cool thing that the listeners might want to know is Kyle was actually my first boss when I graduated from art school. So I think she was like five then.
I don't know about the boss part, but I did offer you your first job, which you accepted, and I'm grateful for that.
And I was thrilled. So it's wonderful to be able to work with you again on a project.
You too.
In whatever way we can. So we're going to continue to introduce our guest today. Now I'd like to introduce Jeannie Ward with a BA in psychology. Jeannie is an inspirational speaker, author, interfaith minister, spiritual mentor, and a women's wellness coach. She's been touching hearts and lives for over 30 years, inspiring people to reawaken to their own magic and magnificence, living fully, freely, and authentically. Jeannie's chapter in the 28-Day Thought Diet was on the topic of feasting. Jeannie, welcome.
Hi, Vanessa. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. And can you describe to us what kind of clients you enjoy working with and what you do for them?
Thanks, Vanessa. First thing I want to say is it's a delight to be here, and all these faces this morning are just smiling back at me. So thank you for having me on the show and for the opportunity to be part of this amazing book. The clients that really capture my attention, a little bit like what Kyle said, are more women who are truly seeking to learn how to care for themselves, to truly come into all that they are and have really been created to be. What I've noticed in my own life, and that speaks to the chapter that I wrote in the book about feasting, I think one of the greatest things that we all are not taught to do, and this does include men, is how to take care of ourselves, how to truly nourish ourselves, love ourselves in all kinds of ways. And the clients that I that I just get so excited, like just a kid at a birthday party, are the ones who you can see their light, and it's beginning to emerge, and you just want to capture it, and you just want to say, do you really know how amazing you are? And to reflect that back to them and say, yes, let me walk with you. We can do this together, and you'll be so amazed in this whole process as you really begin to see why you're here and what you're all about. I get so excited.
That's really beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, Jeannie, I'm so glad that you're here. And, you know, we had a little bit of serendipitous reacquaintance out in the green room before we went on air that Kyle and Jeannie actually went to high school together.
And probably haven't seen each other since high school.
Absolutely.
So I think that's cool. Yeah. So our next guest is Sherilyn McGill. I'm glad that she was able to be with us today. Sherilyn is a life partner, mother, grandmother, internationally renowned psychic medium, medical intuitive, radio host, motivational speaker, interfaith minister, educator, author, and advocate for human and animal rights. Born a spiritual medium, Sherilyn has over 50 years of experience conveying messages of love from those in other dimensions and educating those in body about death and dying, quantum physics, and spirituality. Welcome, Sherilyn.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's great to have you with us today. And you actually came into the project because of Jeannie. So, and then your daughter, Laura, is actually in the project as well. So I love that that happened, too, that, you know, the folks that were in the project invited others to be part of it. So, Sherilyn, tell our listeners what you do for clients, what kind of clients you like to work with, and what it is that you do for them.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for giving me the opportunity to be here. And also, of course, for welcoming me and my daughter on board with this project. As an international psychic medium and a medical intuitive, I wear a whole variety of different hats. As a psychic, of course, I convey messages from spirit about past, present, and future events. As a medical intuitive, I work with energy as well as those in spirit to convey messages to my client regarding probable or potential or actual medical conditions that they may have at the time of the reading, or perhaps those that they have contact with, perhaps loved ones, may experience in the near future or actually are experiencing. Of course, I always stress to the client that I'm not a medical doctor, and it's of utmost importance to seek medical attention. As a medium, I convey messages from loved ones, colleagues, even those that perhaps have passed to the other side prior to my client's birth, because of course we stay within groups or cells, or family in particular, stay and of course watch one another and provide insight throughout one's life, and those also that are basically just in spirit. I also work with law enforcement on cold cases to assist them with finding those that are lost, missing, and potentially have endured some form of trauma or abuse.
Well, excellent. And I know that your chapter in the book is titled Love Always, which I think is really beautiful. And that's actually something you use in your work all the time. I think you've even registered that.
Yes,
that phrase.
Yes, it's actually my signature as well. And what I spell it love always, A-L-L-W-A-Y-S. And what I mean in using that phrase is to love always and in always. And that is truly the message that spirit conveys over and over and over and over again, that we really are here to love one another, that we are all interconnected and always will be, that we are essentially all energy, in whether we're on this side, whether we're on the other side, regardless of what dimension we may be existing in at the time, and that every single part of our being, whether it's in physical form or over in spirit, is truly loving. And so I do my best to convey that message, along with every single person in this room and people all over the world.
Well, and I do love that. So thank you. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today.
Thank you. I'm truly
and
honored.
And to round out our guest today, we're going to introduce our guy that's with us today, which is Andy Greider.
Happy to be your token guy today.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. You and Kevin are going to keep us grounded. So I'd like to introduce Andy Google Me Greider. He's a business consultant, author, radio host, speaker, and the founder of Robinhood Business Growth. He leverages his experience and network to help companies grow at no direct cost to them. Andy's chapter in the book is on the topic of random acts of kindness. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and thank you. Thank you again for reaching out and, first of all, for having me on the show, but also for having all of us be a part of the book, because it was an amazing process.
Well, I
get
think,
to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
It was an amazing process. Yeah. So, Andy, tell us what kind of clients you most enjoy working with and what kinds of things you do for them.
Well, what I recently, about the last 8 years, we've been working on this model, Robinhood Business Growth, and it's come to pass now where what we do is we go in and I leverage the three things that I've been good at my entire career, which is cost savings for our business on the consulting side. And I go in and I sit down with the CEO or the CFO or whomever is deigned to be the right person there for me to start talking to. We find ways for them to save money, and then they take that money and apply part of that as a retainer to me as an ongoing growth consultant. And the other part of that goes to the retainer for their ongoing growth. So there is no direct cost to the company. It's actually found money that we work with in large part. And walking in the door, there's a lot of programs I know that I have through partners that I'm working with that I pretty much guarantee if it's X number of employees, I already know how much money I can technically save them up front, you know, walking in. And there's some things that when I look at it, I can say, okay, you're not doing this, this, and this. We do about a 260 checkpoint piece going through, and I'm working with companies right now that range on the low end at about $5 million a year and maybe 100 employees up to a company that we just did an initial meeting with that is, if you count all their employees, there are about 1,400 employees. If you count the ones that we'll probably be able to directly help, it's about 1,000, which means there's a lot of W-9 employees, 1099 employees there. So about 1,000 employees, and they're about $75 million a year right now in that range. So it's a wide spectrum. And, you know, realistically, what I say is between 10 and 250 million. It doesn't really matter what industry it's in, because a lot of these things are cross spectrum. And it really more matters that these are W-2 employees that are making at least $20,000 a year and aren't just part time. And that's the requirement that I look for. And I look for a CEO who wants to grow. I look for a CEO who isn't afraid of change and who actually embraces change, because a lot of the things we're going to bring to them are going to be things they've never thought of doing in a way they've never thought of doing. And that's the specialty that I bring, is that then I'll go connect dots within my network to make things happen.
Because if you keep doing things the way that you've always done them, you get what you've always got. So.
Well, and in general, that or worse, because you you've put yourself in a rut.
Yeah.
That's part of what I do, with that piece. And then I'll stay on, like I said, as a consultant with them on a monthly basis, where we'll work together. I'll work with whomever it is that's going to be handling the growth, whether it's sales or marketing or operations or wherever we find the best potentials for growth.
Well, excellent. So we've got really kind of a wide range of folks in the studio that are in lots of different businesses. So I'm thrilled that all of you were part of this project. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to each of you for joining me and jumping into this project, as well as the other co-authors that were part of it. All of you really jumped into this bandwagon really as soon as I presented the idea, which I'm so grateful for that. And you made this book happen. We really made it happen in really less than 3 months from concept to published creation. And it was fun. You know, that's one of my criteria for projects now, is I want them to be fun. So I really am very grateful. So I'm curious, we're going to open the mics and love for all of you to, you know, comment if you'd like to. But I'm curious why each of you said yes to this project.
Well, I'll just jump right in. For me, I remember a few years ago, you and I had connected. And
right.
There was a project at that time, and I was not ready. And boy, oh boy, I have to tell you, when I got your email this time, I was like, absolutely. And two, where I am in my life, it was like, now's the time. And for so long, I've had people say, you know, Jeannie, you have such a wonderful message. What you do is so unique, because it's hard for people to brand me. And that has been a challenge. It really has. So I thought, what can I do? And okay, we co-create all the time. We're creating it every moment. And I knew you were on it. And I know you that well, even without knowing you, and I thought she'll make it happen. She's someone who's going to get it done. I trusted you implicitly, and I said, bingo, I'm on board. And I thought, whatever I offer, I'm just trusting it to universe, and it's all going to be good. And boy, oh boy, was it and is it right now. So thank you for that,
excellent.
Vanessa.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Anybody else want to say why they joined?
I think, I have known you for a very long time and trust you, too, completely, and have seen so many things that you've done in your life in ways that you have accomplished things. I am one of those people who has had articles published, and I've done a lot of speaking, and in the back of my mind, I've always thought, oh, I'm going to do a book. And I've started books, and I have manuscripts that are partially written and outlines that are written. And somehow I'm always so busy working with my clients and all the things that come along with my multitasking life, I just never get to the top of the list with that. So when you called, sent me an email, I'm like, this is it. It's a collaborative process. I can do a couple of chapters. I love a time frame. You and I both, Vanessa, grew up in a very deadline-driven business, advertising. Yeah. So I love working to a deadline. And it was great.
Excellent.
It was great.
Excellent.
I was going to say, when you and I sat down and talked originally a couple months ago, and we reconnected again after, you know, years of knowing each other and doing some really fun networking together, but not really actually finding a way to work together, when you presented the opportunity, I said, I have to get involved with this because it's Vanessa, just like everybody else. I mean, you're somebody who does get it done, and this was about as seamless of a process as I've ever been involved in. It was, you know, here, get it here, do this, and everything was about as easy to do as possible, which when you're as busy as I know I am, and it certainly seems like everyone else here is, it makes it so much simpler when you've got somebody at the helm who is driving the project and making it, you know, literally 1, 2, 3 easy. It was better than a Staples Easy button.
I have a Staples Easy button, and I use it pretty often.
Andy, I think you're so right, because Vanessa really provided a very clear path for us to follow. She was very clear and very consistent.
That's a big thing, because I am notorious, mm-hmm. and I've been working on this for 60-plus years now, is to be more organized, a little more structured, and it is my tendency to, squirrel, and there I go. And for you, I was like, this is great, because it was a timeline, and that is something that, you know, typically I don't really know how to do or work well with or bump up against. Like, okay, here we go, and just trust it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right. And for me, I had been aware for quite some time that I would be participating in some form within a book. And I certainly had set the intention through affirmative prayer and through meditation and offering gratitude that it was already happening. And I didn't know how that would take place. I really didn't. For me, it's at times a little bit of a struggle to not worry about the details. I'm very detail-oriented. I like to have a plan, set a goal, the objectives, very, very, very structured. So I just let it be. And when you contacted my partner, Jeannie, and sent the suggestion to her that absolutely this was going to take place, I was so excited for her. And then at the same time thinking, oh, my goodness, perhaps maybe this is something I could also do. And as well as my daughter, Laura. Laura had been sitting on a book for about 2 or 3 years that she had written, and really was just starting to think about becoming published. So for her to have this opportunity as well, it was such a gift, and truly a gift for the three of us. So I definitely thank you. And now Laura's book, actually, it's being submitted and a publisher is interested because she's already published.
Oh, I think that's awesome. So, and I was going to say, sometimes once that energy starts flowing, and I knew that mm-hmm. I had just seen that, I'd gotten an email from her and seen on Facebook that she had just gotten a letter from a publisher saying they wanted to take her book. So
yes.
I think that's fantastic. And I didn't realize that her being published in this book was part of the catalyst for that. So
it absolutely was. So I thank you and Jeannie, and I'm just so delighted to be here.
Well, that's great. Well, and in our book, The 28-Day Thought Diet, we have each chapter that starts with the headline, Today I Choose a Thought Of. And then the authors inserted their topic and they wrote their, expanded on that topic in their chapters. So the authors had the freedom to pick whatever topic they wanted to and then write about that topic. So I'm curious how each of you decided on the topic that you wanted to write about.
Okay, I'll jump right in. Because we're feasting right now, and that was my word, feasting. And when I tell my story around the fact that for most of my life I had eating issues, eating disorders, that was my addiction, the way I coped with life. And I had a few other things thrown in there, but that was my big one. And most people, when they hear me talk now, they go, oh my goodness, I cannot believe you used to weigh 300 pounds. So 17 years ago, when a part of me reawakened and I made a huge commitment to do something different this time after trying so many things, I thought the number one thing I'm learning in this process is to take care of me, like I alluded to earlier. How do we do that? And life every day has an opportunity that's presented to us, and we can make those choices. And every day can be a feast or it can be a famine. It can be a prosperity consciousness or it can be a lack consciousness, but we get to choose. So when you offered the diet word, I don't like the word diet because often it gives the impression that it's going to be restrictive. So I thought, how can I bring something else to it that offers people to see the book differently as well as what I offer differently in terms of we're here to feast, we're here to taste and savor every moment in life, and it can be such a beautiful experience. And we can prosper in such a wealthy way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
You know what? I didn't even make that connection. I loved your chapter, and I loved the whole idea of feasting. But when I thought of the title for the book and the concept of the book, mm-hmm. I was so not about restriction. And so that didn't even connect with me. You know, I was just thinking of it more of a structure as opposed to a restrictive kind
exactly.
of thing.
And so, most people, you know, when you've gone through eating disorders and eating issues and things like that, your mindset is very different. Your belief system is very different. And when you offered that word, at first I thought, oh, why did she pick the word diet? And then I thought, I've got to do something with this. Because when I do a talk, I don't use those words. And I'm working on a book now and have been. And this book has been such a catalyst for me to get myself moving and get the words down. And Cheryl's always saying, you need to write that stuff. And I said, yes, this book now is propelling
awesome.
Me. So thank you.
I love that. I love that.
Jeannie, I'm a huge fan of Patrick Dennis's book and movie, Anti-Mame. And there's a great line in that book that where she says, life is a banquet and most poor fools are starving to death. And I thought about that so many times when I was reading your chapter.
Thanks, yeah. Kyle. I appreciate that.
That's beautiful.
I was going to say that, you know, a friend of mine on the word diet has always said you can look at it and see die and the T, or you can add a Y and see deity.
There you go.
So you're a letter away either way.
Exactly.
And so I understand where your apprehension might have come from, because I'm somebody who I look at that word and that's it's harder to add the Y than to take away the T. I always find it to be very interesting what people take away when they're looking at things. Your chapter
Absolutely.
Was fantastic.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
I've already discussed the love always.
Uh-huh.
And when I look at the state of the planet and I think, oh my goodness, so many of us really, really want peace. I don't care what background you're from, where you're living, what your educational background is, your economic status, your spiritual beliefs. Really doesn't matter. We each would like to live in a peaceful planet. And then I think about, okay, just a very, very basic spiritual principle that thought manifests matter and that our thoughts do create our circumstances. How do we change our thoughts, knowing that we are all interconnected? And again, I go back to love always. We need to realize that even with some of the thoughts that we've set in motion, even with some of the circumstances that are very, very trying right now for so many people worldwide, we can change it. And when you look at the frequencies of good thoughts, where they elevate and the likeness of them, it takes very, very few positive thoughts to manifest change. So if even a small portion of the population worldwide changes their thoughts and holds the belief, sets the intention for a positive outcome, we can change this planet. And I trust that we will. I really, really do. Thankfully, the generation that is being born now, for the most part, they already have this understanding. They're questioning some of the old thought patterns that have been present for so, so long. They are not entering into a world with the thoughts of scarcity. They know that they're connected with spirit. And so if we can take their wisdom from these tiny, tiny little children and the thoughts that so many spiritual leaders hold and bring them forward to the people through focusing on loving always, I think we will make a change. I really do.
Well, and I think this book is an example of, you know, positive energy coming together and changing things very quickly. And
absolutely.
I think, you know, it was such a God project for me because I had this idea and started reaching out to people, and immediately all of you came on board, and so and enough other people came on board to make it happen that we could make this deadline that I made up in my mind, which my husband laughs at me sometimes. He's like, you make up these deadlines for yourself. I said, I know, but they help me get things done.
Well, I was gonna say, you've got to have those. I mean,
right.
that only makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Go ahead. I was going to say, listening to what you were saying, Sherilyn, I think that that was one of the reasons that I wrote one of my chapters on letting go, knowing when to hold on and knowing when to let go. They always say write what you know about. I would say sometimes you write what you need to learn yourself, because that's always a challenge. You know, we get in we do get in a rut, or we cling to the same rituals, depending upon how you want to characterize it. And sometimes I know I found myself doing the same thing over and over again without really questioning it. And so to have this kind of step back, look at it and go, okay, what am I thinking? What am I holding on to? Why am I holding on to it? Is it still serve me? Is it giving life to me? Or is it sucking away my soul? Whether, and for some people it could be a job, for some people it can be, you know, for me, it could be as something as simple as putting a bowl on the table inside my back door so that my car keys are always in the same place, because creating this way of finding things over and over again saved time, energy, and efforts. That led me to my second chapter, which was small steps. And the beautiful thing about this book is it exemplifies the idea of taking a small step, offering a chapter or two chapters to a collaborative book with the hopes of moving into other collaborative books with people and to books of my own. So it was a way to kind of get my written feet wet, I guess, if you will. And I love it. And I do think things happen for a reason, and people are brought together for purposes that we may not know. And to me, for you to come up with an idea to have a 28-day thought book and have everybody just fall right into place and have such a beautiful product in such a short period of time indicates to me that it was meant to be.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, was because I did just tell the authors, pick your topic, and if we end up with topics that are duplicated, we'll just spread them out in the book. We just won't have them beside each other. But nobody had the same topic. I think that's really quite a miracle.
Imagine
in
that.
And of itself, that we had, you know, 25 different authors that came up with these 28 chapters, plus a couple of a little bit of a bonus stuff, and they were all different topics. So,
without a doubt,
you know what's so nice is the oneness. That's what I kept coming. The oneness in this piece of all things, and like you just said, all the different elements that came together and how they blended. There was a harmony to it, and it just flowed. It was so smooth and easy. And I appreciate what Kyle said too about getting her writing feet wet, if you will, or because for me, I know I've questioned repeatedly, and I'd like to think I'm not the only one in doing this, like, would I have anything to write down that anybody would ever care to read?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in my speaking career. As I stand up there and do what I do, it's like, what Kyle said too, and what we're all saying, we teach what we need to learn. And that helps me stay on point. It helps me stay focused, which is really so helpful. And when we take care of ourselves and we digest the thoughts, even what Cheryl's talking about, love always, and all the pieces that we're bringing, all the things we offer, when we take care of ourselves, we're already sending out that energy. And it's care, it's love, it's all of the things we brought together that are so beautiful in this whole experience, even right here in this room right now.
Well, and Andy, your chapter was on random acts of kindness, which I love that, because you kind of went in it from a little bit different perspective, and I thought it was really very beautiful.
It was. Thank you very much, Vanessa. It was one of those things where I had about 10 different topics in mind that I thought, oh, maybe we could do this, maybe I could do that. And to the point of teaching the things that you need to learn, there were a lot of things that were sort of in that theme of things that I'm working on personally and thinking that are good ideas. But I kept thinking to myself, I dry wrote a couple of them. They just didn't feel right. And so for about 3 days, I said, you know, I'm just going to let this sit and let it form. And I was actually out at Trader Joe's over on Monroe. And I watched this 10-year-old kid, speaking of that next generation, come up and actually help some woman, he had no idea who she was, load her groceries because she was having trouble with them. And I was like, wow, thanks, kid, for everything there. You just gave me an inspiration because I realized what that does to your day. I mean, and what it does to that person's day. And then the fact that they're oftentimes going to pay that forward. And there's even some commercials out right now that exemplify that, where they're showing one nice thing, and all of a sudden it just, you know, it goes from there. But when I sat down to write it, it was funny because the other chapters all were hunt and peck. This one, I wrote it in 30 minutes, and it was just straight free flow. And then I went back to edit it, and I'm like, I'll let Vanessa edit. I'm not even gonna, and I'm not like that. I usually will sit and nitpick things to death. But I said, you know, we'll just turn this one over because it feels right. And it worked. You know, I mean, as far as the, and the funny part is, anytime I mention to somebody the book and I mention what I wrote, they're like, well, yeah, that works. Yeah. You know? And then I mention how many other great chapters are in the book. And I say, you know, you can call it what you want, but there's 28 great life lessons and chapters in here that you can apply over 28 days, you can apply over, you know, 28 weeks. Whatever you want to do, you can take and read it at your, you know, at your pace and at your leisure and apply it as it seems to work. And I said, that's the glory of this thing, is that there's a lot of combined wisdom. There's a lot of very intelligent, very experienced people here that are all offering something that they understand. And it's been a lot of fun to share.
Well, and I did think it was interesting, too. Nanette Littlestone is one of the authors in the book, and she did the editing for the book. And so I was so grateful for her to have that other set of eyes, you know, looking through and making sure we got, you know, technically the phrases correct and the punctuation correct. But she and I early on talked about the order of the chapters, and I said, you know, how do you think we should do this? And she said, you know, I think that you're going to need to, you know, make sure that, you know, people's voices blend in the way the chapters go. And I couldn't quite decide. And I finally just intuitively put them together. And she said, oh my gosh, I think this flow is amazing. And I think, you know, that's just another example of, you know, being such a God project that everything flowed and everybody's voices blend together into a really unified project, even though you've all got your own individual way of talking about your topic. So,
you know, Andy, I wanted to tell you in your chapter, one of the things that I thought was so beautiful was when you talked about everyone can perform a random act of kindness, no matter what your condition, whether it's physical, financial, you know, whatever seeming limitations that you might have. There's a great line from a play by an Atlanta author from Sweet Apple Christmas, where she says, no one should ever be so poor that they can't do a kindness for someone else. And that when you do a kindness, if you're 10 years old and you help load those groceries, you're moving out from an abundance. And I just, what a good reminder. Yeah. When there's so many messages that come at us from everything in the world, the media, you know, you need more, more, more. You need to do. You know, you don't have enough to remind people. I just thought that was so beautiful. Thank you for sharing
thank
that.
Thank you.
Well, and one of the reasons that I love these collaborative book projects, and that I, you know, one of the ways that I promote it to people that I want to be in my books is that this can be a way for you to market yourself and market your business. But I'm curious how each of you expect that this is going to impact your business.
Expect or already found that it has.
Oh, love that even better.
It's been pretty interesting because although I've done radio shows and I've done blogs and I've written dozens of articles, when I went to one of my prospect clients and mentioned that I was I wanted to send them a link to the book that I was published in, just for them to take a look at it and get an idea of one of the ways in which I think. It really gave him a lot of pause, and it was kind of ironic because at first, I mean, he and I had been introduced via LinkedIn, and when I sent it to him, and this will I'm sure make all four of you laugh quite hard, is that he said, all of a sudden I was wondering whether you were male or female, because he hadn't actually met me yet. And he said, I read your chapter, and I went, this guy's got balance or something. And it just made me laugh. But it has affected my business. It really has in a positive way because he picked up on it immediately. And what I count on largely are referrals to people of like mind, other CEOs who think like the CEOs that I'm working with, because trying to find them on cold calls is impossible. Trying to find them through social media is tough. Trying to find them by referrals is really about the only way that works well. And when you can take something like this and say, here's how I think, this is what matters to me, does this matter to you? And, oh, yeah, by the way, the other 27 chapters in here rock as well. You know, you really should take a look at these. And, you know, they're not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form, which to me is the other key, is that this thing's there's nothing that's a drawback or a negative about the book. It's very easy to share. It's very simple to hand to somebody and say, hey, this might be, this might be helpful to you. So I see it as being a great tool to be able to get out there. And plus, it's given me a lot of impetus to get off my butt and actually publish the other four books that are sitting and waiting.
I was going to say, because I know you and I, as well as Jeannie and Kyle, we had all talked about other books that you were working on at different times over the last few years. So that's awesome.
I found with the clients that I have, well, actually, the clients that I haven't served yet, it's not uncommon for people to hold the thought, oh, my goodness, a psychic. We're either perhaps a little bit odd or, unfortunately, more to the extreme, we're frauds. And being a psychic, being a medium, a medical intuitive, all those sorts of labels, which truthfully I'd prefer not to have, I simply use them for marketing purposes, can be a bit challenging at times. And so to have had a forum available to convey some of the thinking and the beliefs that I do have and who I am that sets me aside from perhaps others really, really has been beneficial. Also to be given the opportunity, of course, like the readers will have, to do again, just as Kyle has mentioned, to learn what I'm teaching, to really focus on that and become more and more aware of my own development, my own self-development that I'm very much in the process of working on has really, really been fabulous.
Excellent.
I know for me, as I alluded to earlier about challenging sometimes to brand myself, what kind of hat, because I do so many different things, it's like, ooh-wee, I'm an author now. So it's like, yes, and here's some information in here, and it's not just from me, as we're all talking about. It's interesting, I've been sitting here listening to everybody, and I was thinking about the chapter on feasting, and I went, okay, Kyle is talking about letting go. Well, that's one of the things, we let go of that so that we can love ourselves always, and we are able to perform random acts of kindness because we're feasting on the bounty every day. And, oh, my goodness, it's like, how perfect is that? So now it's like, here's this book. Check out, as Andy said, these other chapters rock. And there's so much here that we have to offer you, and it's offered in every single moment. That's perfect.
Well, and my chapter was about being willing, so you have to be willing to embrace that feasting and see the abundance around.
Absolutely. Oh, and your chapter about being willing so spoke to me, because having been in marketing and advertising and consulting with businesses and individuals my whole career, and becoming so invested in their success and their accomplishment and motivating them to make changes and to put themselves out there, doing this book has really pushed me, because I connect with people very easily because I love people's stories. But I picked up the phone and called you and said, oh my gosh, Vanessa, the book is out. It's amazing. Now I'm in this book. Oh my God, what do I do? And which is really pretty funny and I guess a little sad for somebody who spent their entire life promoting other people's efforts in businesses. But having that become a reality was a very powerful thing for me. So it's pushed me to step out. But to Jeannie's point, shared the book the other day with a good friend of mine who is a woman Episcopal priest. I have a lot of respect for, who's published a number of books herself. And she flipped it open and she just started looking at the chapter headings. And she said, oh my gosh, she said, you all have produced a theology that would make an order of monks proud. And I thought, well, okay, we've produced a theology, but it came together, as we've all said, so naturally. So thank you for the push and the encouragement.
Well, and I've been working with another client recently that I'm helping her with some writing. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we keep talking about all of your growth is outside of your comfort zone. And so it's not until you push outside of your comfort zone that you grow and can able to be able to do more. And so I think, I'm learning that more and more. You know, just as we all said, as we do, we learn. And as we push ourselves, we learn. I think that, this book has done that for me, too, as I continue to learn. And my chapter was actually, it flowed easily, but it was a tough topic for me to write about. And so I said to my husband, I feel kind of exposed writing this. He said, well, isn't that what you want everybody to do? And I said, I guess it is.
All right.
Lead by example, Vanessa.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, and I am curious how being part of this book has helped you all understand the publishing process and how it's affected your plans to publish again.
Well, I guess I'll put myself out there because I just mentioned there's four books sitting and waiting. I think that it's proven to me that working with the right person is essential, and that's the hats off to you and to our editor. But to say that, working with the right person makes it so much easier. The all the little dragons and big dragons and the hidden trapdoors and everything else that I was worried about putting something out there, because I'll overthink things. That's one of my tragic flaws. I'll sit and worry about this, that, and the other that hasn't happened yet, and it's the letting go, and trying not to overthink. And so with that in mind, it made it a lot easier to see what the next steps are and, really start to plan okay, this is first, this is second, this is third, this is fourth. These are the things that need to be done to make these things happen. And it's all on a whiteboard now up in the workspace. So, and it's something that's moved towards the front of consciousness versus some idea that's planted way back in the back like it has been for years. So thank you.
Excellent.
That's helpful.
Well, I know it's offered me the confidence to take that step and the willingness. And I did so appreciate your chapter, because even when I work with clients, that's it. What are you willing to do is a question I always ask. And how willing are you? How do you define that? You've got to get clear with yourself. What does that really mean for you? It's like, Jeannie, what does this really mean for you? How are you going to move forward with this? And you truly have been an inspiration to me. You were a few years ago, but boy, oh boy, much so now. There are no words for it. So I look forward to say, hey, I'm calling Vanessa. I know we can do this now. It's all good.
Beautiful.
That's great.
I find in giving or offering a psychic reading, the piece within a reading that's the psychic component is sharing information from spirit that pertains to the past, present, and future versus a mediumship reading in which loved ones from the other side would come through and convey messages. With the psychic piece, I'm constantly asked, will this fabulous thing happen? And one of the pieces that I'm very, very, very clear about is that we're not here as puppets. We have free will. And a psychic reading truly is the highest probability at the time of the reading. Nothing is set in stone. So I try my best to suggest to my client, what are you willing to do? What is it that you're willing to do to have this fabulous experience take place, if that's what you truly, truly want? I'm not offering you a reading to say, oh, yes, you're going to win $1 million or the love of your life is going to come and knock at your door tomorrow. What are you willing to do? So thank you for that piece.
Excellent. Well, and I would love for each of you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. All the authors are, you know, selling the books themselves, and they have fabulous, as everybody's heard, they've got all kinds of different services that they offer and products that they offer. And so I would want the listeners to be able to find each of you. So, Kyle, can you tell folks how they can get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me either through effectiveideas.com or at multitaskingwoman.com. And excellent. All my contact information is there.
Excellent. Jeannie?
Well, for me, my website really is the best way, and it's jeannieward.com. I am on Facebook, but really the website gives a better indication of the many things that I do.
And why don't you spell Jeannie?
Oh, thank you, because, yeah, a lot of thank you. I appreciate that. J-E-A-N, there's one N in there, J-E-A-N-I-E-W-A-R-D, jeannieward.com.
Excellent. Cheryl Ann?
Yes, it's psychicenterprises.com. And I'm also listed on Bob Olson's bestpsychicmediums.com as a tested and legitimate psychic medium. So if you'd like to read testimonials and about the testing process prior to contacting me, I really suggest that you do. So psychicenterprises.com and bestpsychicmediums.com.
Excellent. Andy?
Probably the easiest way is still just to Google my name, Andy Greider, and I've worked with a company there that did a lot of work to put people on the front page for years and years and years. They are still around and still use them, although the front page ads aren't what they used to be, but it is still a way to organically get yourself to the front page as well, and it's worked out really well. So it's A-N-D-Y and then Greider, G-R-E-I-D-E-R, and if you just Google me and hit go, you'll see me at the top of the white space.
Excellent. So do any of you have any last thoughts for our listeners before we leave today?
In the famous last words of Nike, just do it. If you've been thinking about it, just engage and do it. That's what you've taught me with this book.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's one of those things where it ties in, again, all the pieces of what we've been talking about. It's about applying yourself every single day to ideas of random acts of kindness and love. And it's about being willing to let go, publish, and feast, and move from there. So you did a great job not only with the book, but in bringing together everybody here today.
Excellent.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Excellent.
Enjoy this diet. I think it's the only one I have.
I say so, truly like that too, Cheryl, is savor the flavor. But a little bit with Kyle, just for today, the question I always ask people is, how do you want to feel today? So just for today, make a choice. What do you want to do? It's up to you.
Well, and I love that because that was part of my thought process about why I thought this book was important, is because we don't have to choose for months in advance. It's a moment by moment thing, and deciding every moment, what are we going to focus on? And I'm always learning that. So, you know, it's always a learning thing for me as well. So thank you to all of you for being part of this.
Thank you,
Vanessa.
Well, and it's amazing that the clock is on us. And so we welcome comments and suggestions about content, our guests from our listeners. If you would like to recommend a guest or be a guest yourself on Right Here, Right Now, let us know. send us an email, whwnbusinessradiox@gmail.com. And thank you, Kevin, for co-hosting and sitting in with us today, producing the show.
Well, I didn't do much, but this was definitely a beautiful show with some beautiful people. It was a great show.
Well, we didn't give you much of an opportunity to jump in, did we?
I liked while I'm sitting back here in the cheap seats. It was a good show.
Well, and I thank our guests, Kyle Young, Jeannie Ward, Cheryl Ann McGill, and Andy Greider. Kyle, share your contact information one more time, please.
It's kyle@effectiveideas.com for email.
Excellent. And Jeannie?
JW@JeannieWard.com.
Excellent. Cheryl Ann?
Email psychicenterprises@live.com, L-I-V-E.com.
Andy?
Andy Greider, A-N-D-Y-G-R-E-I-D-E-R, @comcast.net.
Excellent. Well, thanks to all of you again for being on the show. Right Here, Right Now is brought to you each week by Right Choice Services. Dr. Tim Morrison is the owner of Right Choice Services, and he would love to talk to any of our listeners about their writing projects and coach them along the way and help them with editing and moving their projects forward. Learn about Right Choice Services and how we help individuals write the book they've always wanted to write at rightchoiceservices.com. And I hope you'll join us next week. Tell your friends about the show. In fact, send them an email right now to invite them to listen to the archives of some of our shows or join us live next week. Right Here, Right Now broadcasts live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at rightherewrightnow.businessradiox, and the MP3 version will be available later today. I am Vanessa Lowry. Join us next time when business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals come together to discuss the power of the pen and its impact on their business. Right Here, Right Now.